That meets tomorrow night, 8:30, on these repeaters, and that's always followed by George for the swap shop. That's always followed by Radio Newsline. Roy, over to you. AC2GS, WS2N for the SpaceNet report for the TechNet. Back to you.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet report. Thank you for all that you do for the technical net and all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it, and I especially appreciate your help. And I appreciate everyone's participation tonight. Hope you had a little bit of fun. I hope you learned a few things. And I hope you'll join us in future episodes. We'll be back next Sunday night at 8 p.m. to do it all over again. As per usual, I'll leave you with a couple of closing lines from some very smart guys, from our own Dick, K2RIW. He would often end the technical net with the advice to be kind to each other, and you should always be in that mood. Also, good old Epictetus, it's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. And have a great week. Stay safe. Be well. And please, if you can, come back next Sunday night. Join us for another episode of the Limark Technical Net. And this is AC2GS calling a close to this particular episode. I'll be clear after I say Slava Ukraini.
Comment to Rich. Heroim Slava. Quick comment to Rich. Quick comment to Rich, KF2CC.
Rich, be gone. You looking for W2BZ?
Who was it? Is that Rich who does a spacer?
Oh, no, I'm Paul. WS2N, this is Paul.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Maybe I was getting past my bedtime. Paul, it's Brian. I just wanted just to ask you one quick question, then I'll let you go real quick. My question was, do you think that anything will happen with the government in terms of pulling funding for the Artemis program because of this new DOGE?
They are pulling, last I heard, $400 million. What that is going to affect, I'm not sure yet. Which is, I mean, that's not a lot of money. They have, usually every year lately, they have a budget around $24 billion. So that would be like taking, like $500 million away from NASA. And these people, what they're doing with all these different forms of government, they're shutting it down and then starting it up again. They don't really know what they're doing. So when it comes to NASA, I'm not sure if they know what they're doing either. you got to go by the playbook. Was it 2 weeks ago they cut the Voice of America? And now, according to what, a few days ago, the judges have all reversed that. They can't do that. They fired these people. Stopped them from transmitting, although they did, I don't know if that lasted a couple of days or not. Look at, one thing after the other. So when it comes to NASA, I don't know if they're going to cut half of it. I don't know if they're going to double it. I just don't know. I'll just pay attention, and we'll see what happens. But right now, the Artemis program is still good to go. I haven't heard that there's any funds being cut for that yet.
KUFOB, I don't mean to butt in, but I just had a quick comment on this subject.
That was kind of low. My volume went down. Say again, back to you, Brian.
KUFOB, I don't mean to butt in. I just had a quick comment on the subject.
Okay, sure, go ahead. back to you, Rice.
Being that the same person that's running Doge is the company that's building the lander, I'd assume that NASA's willingness to use their lander will determine what their budget is.
Copy, unfortunately. So I don't know if you could raise the power any, or maybe just talk a little louder into the mic. Maybe that would do it. Try again.
Are you copying me better now? Over.
Yeah, QSL.
I was just saying that. Being that the same person who's running Doge is the person who is, building or owning the company that's building the landing system for the Artemis program, I'd assume whether or not NASA gets funding in the future will be determined by whether or not they actually use the SpaceX lander.
I guess it's possible, but, they did say that they're trying to cut funds from NASA. There's no details. None. What are they cutting? Are they going to cut the United Ram? You know, that's the one with the supersonic jet that NASA's experimenting with. Are they going to cut the, other programs like Nemo, where they go down under the sea and spend a couple of weeks living down there? Or, are they going to cut, some scientific experiments that NASA is doing? I mean, I haven't heard one word of what they're going to do. So I'm going to take everything with a grain of salt, and we'll see from week to week. Back to you, Bryce.
Thank you very much for the insight, and I'm probably going to sign off as well for the night. So, NSA 73, this is Zero Echo 2, Fox Charlie Lima Bravo.
Yeah, okay, yeah, good question. I keep thinking about that myself, but I'm not getting any answers. Right now, I'm going to assume everything is good to go until it's not, And then we'll see. Anyway, thankfully it won't affect me. I don't make any money with NASA. Never did. Never worked with them. Which is, ham radio world. You're not supposed to be making money for some topics that I'm talking about. And when I first started, you weren't even allowed to order a pizza over the air. Anyway, interesting times. We'll see. I just don't know what's going to happen with the with all these things that they're trying to do. A lot of it is starting to get reversed slowly but surely. Through the courts, which is a good thing. Anyway, have a good night. WS2 Unclear.
This is KF2CZ. Thank you very much, Paul, and you have a very good evening. What's left of it? 73, this is KF2CZ. Clear.
Okay, yep. I'm business, Brian. Have a good night. We'll catch you next time. That's for sure. US to win, clear.
This is KE2AJU. Paul, I'll speak to you next week.
Okay, Charlie. I don't know if you were in there tonight or not. I probably didn't give you much of a chance to key up if I did. Anyway, we'll see you next week, Charlie. If you, God willing, back to you.
Enjoy your week.
Copy that.
AC2GS, WB2BXO. Are you still there, Roy?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, how are you? I tuned in during the Social Security discussion, and I did not want to extend that discussion and, you know, let you go back to technical topics, but if you're interested, I think there was a basic misunderstanding about what happens with the Social Security checks when people die. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know. I mean, people who want to quote Fox will quote Fox, and no matter how you explain it to them.
You're right on that, because if you've navigated the death of a relative, family member, you probably know that what happens is Social Security automatically stops sending the checks or depositing them to the bank account. I'm frankly not exactly clear what the process is. Federal government generates a death master's file, and I'm not certain what the source documents are for that. I believe the source documents are state death records. Information, which is sent in from funeral homes, etc. Anyway, so the check stops. There's none of this that, well, you just don't tell them and they'll keep sending you the check. You know, that either doesn't happen at all or happens extremely rarely. There's also apparently a trap in the COBOL code that on the rare occasion it does happen, if there's somebody in the system that's more than 115 or 116 years old, the checks are stopped. And I don't know if there's even any record of that ever happening. So that's how I understand it works. Go ahead.
I think according to the Social Security law, it actually does stop, even if you're alive. If you get to be past 115, they stop sending you checks. Most people don't really talk too much about that because there's not too many people who make it to 115. I guess theoretically, you know, if Aunt Mildred passes away and you don't tell anyone and you don't bury her and you don't get a death certificate, you might be able to fool some people for some time. But we're talking about lunatics. You know, there's not too many people who let Aunt Matilda just kind of sit and rock and rot in the corner of the living room.
It does happen once in a great while. I remember there was some case on TV where some guy's wife died, and he just left her there for months and months until somebody found them. But that's, like you said, extremely rare. You know, and I don't think I don't know the full story there, so I don't know what the motivation on that is. But the point is, one way or another, the checks stop. It's not, as you said, as Fox News may be telling people. It's not that, oh, well, you just don't tell people, you just don't tell Social Security that your aunt died and you can keep collecting her checks. It does not work that way, whatever it's worth. Good.
Yeah, I know that. You know that. But, you know, if you tuned in earlier today, some guy got real upset with me because to him, Elon is a hero. He saved the two astronauts by himself. He put together a rocket, he flew it up, and he grabbed them, and he took them down. How could you possibly hate a hero like that?
Well, Yeah, the mission that was used was actually scheduled. Well, you know this. That mission was actually scheduled years in advance. And what they did was they bumped the two crew members that were supposed to go on that mission, I guess just like they were bumped from an airline flight, to make room for the crew members that had to come back. There was no heroic emergency mission to rescue them. So, you know, I've heard that. That's a lot of bunk, but people who don't follow this may not realize that. I mean, there are things I would like to see the guy do it. I mean, if it were up to me, I would send the guy to build Starbase Taiwan, which would, first of all, get him the heck out of Washington, and second of all, leave a way to supply Taiwan once Starship works in the event that the mainland decided to blockade them. He's kind of an ultra-modern version of the Berlin airlift. That's what I would do with the guy, but I don't think a lot of people agree with me on that, or whatever it's worth. Go ahead.
He wouldn't do it, AC2GS. He wouldn't do it. He's China rich. You know, he needs them for the batteries and everything else, although they're turning around and sticking a knife in his back with BYD.
I think if TSI, Taiwan Second Semiconductor, or a couple of other companies offered him enough money to do it, he'd do it. But I hear your point. I thought about that, and it is possible that he wouldn't do it. But that's what I would try to do with the guy anyway, to get him the heck out of Washington and put him to work doing something that the country may need for the national security and world peace. My concern about Social Security is you look at the way these clowns operate. I think this thing about not sending out Social Security checks. So there are apparently some knowledgeable people in Social Security Administration who have been saying it's possible. I think that's something of a red herring. I think what they really want to try to do is take the trust fund and invest it in the stock market, essentially make it a big 401k. That would be blatantly illegal without legislation, but this crowd does not believe they have to follow the law. So that's something I think is what they may try. I don't think they're going to literally stop the checks, at least not intentionally. Go ahead.
Well, but you could shrink the number of employees so that stuff gets lost, misplaced. You can't call in anymore, and it just becomes a massive nuisance to get your check. You might get your check, you know, 10 years after you've passed away. You should have gotten it 10 years earlier. I'm concerned not only that they're privatizing things and they would, you know, take the money and quote invest it, but these lunatics could do invest it in crypto.
Yeah, and I have a buddy of mine who's I believe he's fairly high up in the hierarchy at one of the big banks, who really hates crypto, and is really concerned about these clowns trying stuff like that. So I wouldn't rule that out, especially given that the clown in chief actually created his own cryptocurrency Friday before he took office, and then cashed it out recently. Classic, and I checked with my friend in banking on this, and he agreed to me with me. It's classic pump and dump, and would be blatantly illegal if anybody other than the clown and chiefs had done it. So, I think that's a valid concern. Go ahead.
Yeah, the first lady had her own meme coin as well. And not only did they just want to pump and dump it, but up front it's got something like a 70% VIG. So any, you know, if you cash out on it, if you made a dollar, if you lost a dollar, whatever you make cashing it out, 70 or 75% goes to the orange one.
Yeah, but if you try to cash it out at this point, you're probably going to get just about nothing anyway because, you know, I don't know for sure. My impression is that the two of them, those characters, already cashed it out and crashed its value. I mean, or at least they try. I don't know if they actually could cash it out, but there's no actual value there. I mean, they supposedly created this thing, supposedly worth something like $70 million or $70 billion. It was never clear which one, and presumably it cashed it out. But that value never actually existed. It's all imaginary crypto, is my understanding. So, I don't know what's really happening with that. It'll all be untangled in a couple of years, and whatever the truth is, we'll probably be pretty surprised.
Yeah, crypto is an inherently flawed concept. It's a somewhat clever algorithm searching for a use. We had a few discussions on the technical net trying to figure out exactly what it is and what it does. And it's a means to steal money from everyone else. You know, there's no simple paper trail. There's no locks. It's relatively easy to defraud major exchange websites. And, you know, I think North Korea stole $1.5 billion a month or two ago. So it's speculators and thieves. Those are the only two people who this has an actual value for. You know, people talk about theoretical things that you could do with it, but you could do the same thing with a credit card.
Yeah, what I've read and heard in the public domain is that most crypto transactions are suspected to be money laundering. Anyway, I'm going to get going. I have a relatively early morning tomorrow, at least for a retired guy. and I actually have a call on a freelance project I'm doing, but I'm more or less retired. Anyway, 7-3 for now. Just, you know, was curious and about that, considering the misinformation that was being floated there about what happens with Social Security. 7-3, WB2BX, so.
73, Frank. Have a great week. We'll talk to you down the line.
Night.